KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a cloudy sky. It's 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of flurries this afternoon, a high of 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping area news, an incident in Stewart late Tuesday night ended with no injuries being reported. Stewart police said on their social media page that officers with the Stewart Police Department, Adair, Dallas, and Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa State Patrol responded to a report of a suicidal person barricaded in a hotel room in the 1200 block of South Division Street in Stewart. The subject, who had claimed he was armed with a handgun, had made threats that he was going to harm himself and officers. After about 2 hours of negotiating, the subject came out of the room peacefully without incident. The adult male was transported to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines for psychiatric treatment. Stewart police thanked those agencies who assisted in handling the situation successfully, saying, "In small rural communities, it often takes several agencies to handle incidents like this, and it's nice to know that when necessary, we all work so well together." Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes reports another candidate has filed nomination papers for the June 5th primary election. Linda Templeman of Atlantic has added her name to the Republican ticket for the Cass County Board of Supervisors in District 3. Her challenger is fellow Republican Dana Halter. County positions that will appear on the ballot for the June 5th primary include District 2 County Supervisor, District 3 Supervisor, the County Attorney, County Recorder, and County Treasurer. Reminder, the persons wishing to file nomination papers have until March 28th to do so, and those nomination papers are available at the office of the county auditor and from the Secretary of State's website. Voters in Adair County managed to brave the howling winds and frigid temperatures Tuesday to cast their ballot in a special election. Adair County Auditor Mindy Schaefer says unofficial results show 277 registered voters, a 5% turnout, cast their ballots, with the result being 175 yes, or 63.2%, votes approving a courthouse elevator bond, and 102 against it. A 60% majority was needed in order for the measure to pass. The special election was held with regard to the passing of an additional bond for the courthouse elevator project. The question asked voters, shall the Board of Supervisors bond for an amount not to exceed $650,000 for the purpose of installing an elevator at the courthouse? The elevator will be installed in the Adair County Courthouse and will replace an elevator installed in the 1980s that is no longer ADA compliant and was never intended for commercial use. Two candidates for office in Audubon County have filed their completed nomination papers with the county auditor's office in advance of the June 5th primary. Incumbent County Treasurer Debbie Campbell, a Democrat, has filed to run for re-election. And Sarah Jennings, a Republican who was appointed to serve as the county attorney last December, has filed to run for the county attorney's position. Jennings is currently serving the remainder of Francine Anderson's elected term, which runs through the end of 2018. The Iowa State Patrol yesterday afternoon released the identities of persons involved in a fatal Adair County crash. Authorities say 60-year-old Julie Compton of Bridgewater, who was wearing her seatbelt, died from her injuries at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Injured in the crash was 34-year-old Serena Sims of Fontenelle, 34-year-old Julie Holmes of Bridgewater, and 32-year-old David Nail of Corning. Sims and Holmes were wearing their seatbelts, but Nail was not. All of the accident victims were transported to the Adair County Hospital by EMS. Compton and Holmes were apparently passengers in Sims' SUV. The accident happened on Highway 25 south of 160th Street in Adair County at around 6 a.m. Tuesday. Officials say a 2002 Ford Explorer driven by Serena Sims was southbound on the highway when the SUV went out of control on the snow-covered road. The vehicle crossed the center line and struck a 2012 Buick Regal driven by Nail head-on. The Explorer came to rest on the east shoulder of the highway while the Buick spun around and came to rest in the middle of the road. A 2015 Dodge Journey driven by 42-year-old Dale Zubek of Katy, Texas, came over the hill after the initial collision and was unable to stop due to the road conditions. The vehicle struck the Buick in the rear. A former Atlantic resident who died early Saturday morning in Kossuth County suffered from sharp force injury. That determination was the result of an autopsy performed on 38-year-old Krista Lynn Hesebeck of Lakota, whose body was found in a home. 45-year-old Chad David Dietrich of Lakota faces a charge of first-degree murder in connection with her death. Deputies discovered Hesebeck's body after a 911 call was made from a separate residence in Lakota, where Dietrich said he had suffered from a laceration to his arm. Kossuth County authorities were then advised to check on the other residents where they located Hesebeck's body. She was already deceased. In our funeral announcement, Kenny Evans, age 65 of Griswold, died Saturday at CCMH. Funeral services for Kenny Evans will be today at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Evelyn Ludwig, age 96 of Casey, died Thursday in Stewart. A massive Christian burial for Evelyn Ludwig will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Lula Pingle, age 108, of Shelby, died Saturday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lula Pingle will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Kenneth Kanan, age 95, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Kenneth Kanan will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jacqueline Jensen, age 91, of Harlan, died Friday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A memorial service for Jacqueline Jensen will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Patricia Ann McMullen, age 63, of Stewart and formerly of Des Moines, died Sunday at Methodist West Hospital. Funeral services for Patricia Ann McMullen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Roland Hoyt Isom, age 67, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Roland Isom will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Church of Christ, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Perry. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Larry Crone, age 81, of Persia, died March the 3rd. A memorial service for Larry Bob Crone will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lauren Francis Dremon, age 83, of Casey, died Monday at his home. A graveside funeral tribute will be held for Lauren Dremon on Monday, March 12th at 10 o'clock at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Francis Frank Murtaugh, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday. A memorial mass for Frank Murtaugh will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Ernesto, E.C. Carvalho, age 72, formerly of Atlantic, died February 28th in San Angelo, Texas. Service for Ernesto Carvalho are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.